speaker for today is someone well known to us.
我们今天的讲员是我们大家都很熟识的。
He's one of the professors in the Chinese track.
他是中文班的教师之一。
Let's all welcome Elder Alan Lim together with his translator, Lucy Li.
让我们都来欢迎林玉林长老和今天的翻译李鲁玉姐妹。
25 years ago, when I was just someone like many of us here today.
在25年前呢，我和大家是一样的。
And as a seminarian, we were called to pray, to preach, or to die anytime.
作为神学生呢，我们时刻准备着要祷告，要讲道，要为耶稣而死。
This morning, I would plead with you that you pray for me.
今天早晨呢，我也请大家来为我祷告。
So that God will enable me to speak faithfully.
使我今天呢真的是可以这个来信实的来传达神的信息。
Lest I die.
以免我死，免得我死。
It seems that we need to read the Bible.
好像我们都已经读过圣经了。
You have your Bible with you in Luke chapter 7. Let's look at a few verses just ahead of this passage.
我们再来看一下路加福音的七章三十六到五十节。
We'd like to read chapter 7 verses 33.
我们读的是约翰福音第七章三十六。
No, look.
Sorry. 路加福音第七章三十六到五十节。
Let's look at verse 33. For John the Baptist has come eating no bread,drinking no wine, and you say here, I'm eating and drinking, and you say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Nevertheless, wisdom is vindicated by all her children.
我们先来看几节先行的经文，就是路加福音第七章的三十三到三十五节。施洗的约翰来，不吃饼，不喝酒。你们说他是被鬼附着的，人子来也吃也喝，你们说他是贪食好酒的人，是税吏和罪人的朋友，但智慧之子都以智慧为事。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, once again, I thank you that you are the one who called us by your grace.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，你是亲自以你自己的恩典来呼召我们的那一位。
This morning we stand before you.
今天早晨我们侍立在你的面前。
If not, or if apart from your grace, we cannot stand before you.
若不是你的恩典，我们不可能站在这里。
And for that, Lord, we give our utmost thanksgiving to you.
为了这一点，我们将我们至高的感恩来献给你。
In your eternal plan, you have called each and every one of us here to be your children and to be a part of your kingdom.
因此，你呼召我们成为你的儿女，也成为你国度的一部分。
Father, for that we thank you, and may we so respond to you.
因此，我们感谢你，使我们可以来回应你的爱。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们以耶稣基督的圣名来祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
我相信我们每一个小组，我们都已经准备好要去短宣了。
And I believe Eric and Share Group now is ready to the mission trip.
我知道吴牧师他们的小组，他们不上高三，也不过大。
So I know the Reverend Gokyo's group, and they don't go outside, they don't go to the mountains, they don't go to the sea.
但是我要请他们三位弟兄到这边来一下啊。
And I invite three brothers in Reverend Gokyo's group come to the stage.
Okay. 你们知道，虽然你们没有过高山，也没有过大海呢，但是你们是勇闯虎穴吗？
Also, you won't go to the mountain or go to the ocean, but you will briefly enter the wolf den.
有没有查考过吴牧师他们那个教会是一个什么出名的地方吗？
Did you do the research about the Reverend Gokyo's church?
再走几，你们只要走几步就进入我们马拉特最亮的红灯区了。
There is a bright light area near to the church.
当你们在那边分发单张的时候，有一节群的打扮得很漂亮，香喷喷的，就像你们走过来，一手就要拍你的肩膀，你会怎么反应呢？
Now when you distribute the gospel materials, but just now there are some street girls coming to you. So, what are you going to respond?
马上就逃开了。
I will go away immediately.
你呢？
我也是。
Me too.
耶稣爱你，给你一张。
Okay, at least I will tell them Jesus loves you and give them one paper of the gospel materials.
Actually, if that question is addressed to any one of us, probably we will be answering in the same way as Han Kai this morning.
如果我们面临同样的问题的话呢，我们可能像韩凯弟兄一样的回答。
He said, you know, I'll just run.
我就是逃开好了。
And yet, you know, if you run away, then to whom are you going to share the gospel?
如果你逃开了，那么谁来给他们传福音呢？
Okay, this morning when we look at this passage in Luke, it seems that the sinful woman is the center of attraction.
今天的经文里面呢，有一个中心的人物，是一个有罪的女人。
The Bible says she's a sinner.
那作为一个罪人。
And indeed, Luke has used a lot of space to describe what this woman did.
那应该作者应该会多多的描述一下这个女人是如何的有罪。
And yet, this is where the joy of exegesis comes in.
我会有一些释经的部分。
喜乐。释经的喜乐。
在我释经的时候呢，有很大的喜乐给大家分享。
There's never, I think, a text that is so neatly tied to its preceding context.
那么在这段经文的原文里面呢，是很有很工整的，有很工整的这种希腊的文法。
Remember we read that Jesus was commenting on how the Pharisees.They responded to John and to the Son of Man.
大家记得在先行的经文里面呢，其实已经介绍了这个法利赛人是怎样对待耶稣又吃又喝这个问题的。
And no matter, you know, whoever is right or who looks right, and yet they will say John has a demon and the Son of Man is a drunkard and a glutton.
他们就说施洗约翰呢，他们又吃又喝，就说施洗约翰是被鬼附的，而施洗约翰呢不吃不喝，就是他们说是被鬼附的。那耶稣基督又吃又喝呢，就说他们是贪食好酒的。
And sure enough, here's Jesus in the house of Simon the Pharisee.
我敢肯定，如果你是耶稣在这个法利赛人西门家里面的时候
，And here's a sinful woman.Most likely she's a prostitute approaching Jesus so closely.
当有这样的一个有罪的女人，她应该是一个妓女，这样的一个妓女的有罪的女人来接近耶稣的时候。
Sure enough, it is proof enough that indeed Jesus is a friend of sinners.
那么大家就都会说，对，法利赛人说的对，你看耶稣就是有罪的女人的朋友。
It's quite amusing that This is the house of a Pharisee, and yet this sinful woman was able to come in and drew so close to the head table.
那这一个很有趣的事情呢，就是这个家呢是法利赛人的家，竟然在法利赛人的家里面呢有这样的一个妓女可以如此靠近他的餐桌。
And this Pharisee, on ordinary days, he would not even look at a woman, and yet here is a sinful woman, and he did not even shoot her away.
我相信这个法利赛人他在平日的时候肯定连一眼也不会你不会正眼看这个妓女的。
但是他没有把他赶走。
但是呢他却没有把他 给赶走。
Maybe he is taking this chance just to observe how Jesus would respond to this woman.
也许呢他想借这个机会呢来试探一下耶稣怎样对待这样的女人。
Immediately he has something in his mind.
他在他头脑里一定在想一些事情。
If he were a prophet, he would know who and he's touching him and what kind of a woman she is. She is a sinner.
那他在心里说，这个人若是先知，必知道摸他的是谁，是怎样的一个女人，乃是个罪人。
An encouragement to those Greek students who have put so much time into your Greek.
啊，我平常呢总是鼓励大家一定要多多的好好的学习希腊文。
Here is a statement wherein you would not see right away in your translation that this is what we would call a second-class conditional sentence.
那其实这节经文呢，在那个希腊原文里面呢，是一个条件句，是第二条件句。
And you immediately know that this is a contrary to fact. Meaning, in fact, what he's saying is that Jesus could not be a prophet.
第二条件句的意思就是，他所说的其实是与事实相反的。那么这里的话，其实这个法利赛人压根就不相信耶稣是先知。
Because in fact, he did not even moved away. He did not know who is touching him, what kind of woman she is, or if he would know, and yet why did he not move away?
所以他也并不相信耶稣知道这个女人是怎样的女人，耶稣知道这个女人是怎样的罪人。
The character and the person of Jesus was called into question.
那么这样的话呢，耶稣的人品呢，人们就要对耶稣的人品产生质疑了。
How could he call himself the Son of Man or the Messiah?
那他怎么可能自称为自己是神的儿子，是弥赛亚呢？
When he drew so close to such a sinful woman.
那当耶稣去接近这样如此有罪的女人的时候，
Immediately we would see that Simon, he is like a person who judges a book by its cover.
其实这个西门这个法利赛人呢，他就是凭表面来判断耶稣是怎样的一个人。
Actually, Simon knows how to judge, isn't it?
那西门这个法利赛人是怎么判断耶稣的呢？
In fact, you know, in the following section, Jesus said, "You have judged correctly."
那可能周围的人就会同意这个西门的论断。对，他论断的对，法利赛人论断耶稣也论断的对。
Actually, many times when we judge a book by its cover, more of the time we misjudge what the book really is about.
啊，我们平常也是这样去论断人，就好像我们看一本书，只是根据它的封面来论断这本书，而并不是根据这本书的内容来论断这本书。我们论断一个人也是这样。
但是，很多时候我们更是误认了这本书。
Yeah, so if we judge a book in this way, we will misjudge this book.
And how could he be a prophet?
那么如何才能成为？那么一个先知是什么样子呢？如何才成为一个先知呢？
If he is not even a prophet, how can he and how dare he at the end he even pronounce and said, "Your sins are forgiven"?
如果耶稣连一个先知都不是的话，那么他凭什么说你的罪赦免了呢？
No rituals have been performed. How can the woman's sin be forgiven?
Sorry.
没有一些宗教仪式。
Okay, sorry. 啊，那没有一些宗教仪式在这里，可以，耶稣没有通过一些宗教仪式。
他怎么能够宣告？
他怎么能够赦免一个人的罪呢？
Okay. And here we will see not only Simon and the rest in the party, most likely the fellow Pharisees, they are saying, "Who is this person who even forgives sin?"
那么，包括西门这个法利赛人，还有他的客人。那么他的客人呢，应该大部分都是法利赛人。那么这些人呢，就在这里看着耶稣怎么样对待这个女人。
This is how they judge Jesus.
这就是他们怎么论断耶稣基督的。
This is how they responded to Jesus.
这就是他们怎么来回应耶稣的。
And even though by their own standards, it is close to a correct judgment.
那么根据他们自己的标准的话呢，他们基本上是不会靠近这样的人。
他们是有一个对的论断。 他们所他们的
哦、oh, ，OK， sorry， 根据他们自己的标准的话呢，他们觉得这个论断是对的，他们论断耶稣论断的对，根据他们自己的标准。
And yet maybe they just missed by a very small point there.
其实，他们其实是在一个很小的地方，在一个很小的点上错误了。
Because the Son of Man he came not to look for the righteous, he came to seek for the sinners.
因为人子来不是为了义人而来的，而是为了罪人和有病的人。
When you go out to the red light district, who are you looking for?
当你到红灯区的时候，你会看些什么，找些什么？
One time a pastor asked our members, you know, when you go on visitations, who do you visit?
曾经有一个牧师问我，如果你到车站去的话呢，你会拜访谁呢？
And our members said, well, we visited our members, maybe the elderly, you know, that those who are sick.
Oh, sorry, 我们去探访是探访吗 ？Sorry, 那当教会去探访的话呢，那当然是去探访我们的教会的会友啊，有些生病的人呐、啊，一些有需要的会友啊。
And the pastor said, it's not a surprise that your church is not growing.
那这个传道人就说啊，难怪你们教会不增长。
Because you are visiting the believers, and how about the non-believers?
啊，因为你们总是探望信徒，那那些非信徒呢
？How about the sinners or people whom you consider to be great sinners?
那么，对于那些罪人和那些人们所认为的大罪人呢
？Sometimes, you know, my friends will joke me or tease me.
有的时候，我的朋友呢会逗我啊，会开我玩笑。
And they will say, "Look at your good friend."So and so.
啊，他会说，林长老，看看你的这个好朋友吧。
Actually, their words have double entendre, meaning there are two meanings there.
其实他说这个话是带有讽刺意义的。
One is that, ah, yes, I'm a friend of this person, no problem.
是的，我是有一个这样的朋友。
But the other meaning is, your good friend is not really good.
那另外一个意思呢，就是你的好朋友其实并不那么好。
Look at your good friend, he breaks the rule again.
你看你的好朋友都干违法的事儿。
Yes, I do not condone the sin, and yet I dare not condemn the sinner.
当然，我没有资格来定罪，我也没有资格来说谁是罪人。
我没有众人纵容罪，但是呢，我也不敢定那个罪人的罪。But as an advocate of the gospel, I know that Jesus came to be a friend of sinners.
那我知道福音书里面呢，很明确的讲，人子来是为了那些罪人和有病的人。
And I know that I am a sinner myself, and I'm born a sinner, and always will be.Apart from the grace of God.
那我很明确的知道我自己本人是一个罪人，而我呢又是上帝恩典的一部分。
我是在罪里面生的，
啊，我生来就是罪人，啊，并且永远都是罪人。但我是神的恩典的一部分。
如果不是神的恩典的话，If Jesus is a friend of sinner.I don't think there's any problem if I am also a good friend of sinners.
那如果耶稣基督都是罪人的朋友的话，那我是罪人的好朋友也没有任何问题。
Yes, Simon and his friends, they know the law, and they know what it is to be a moral and upright person.
那这个法利赛人西门他的朋友呢，都是懂得律法的，并且呢，在道德上也是起模范作用的人。
And at the same time, when they say that this woman is a sinner, and yet they fail to see that they are also sinners just as well.
那这个虽然这个女人是罪人啊，其实他们也都是一样的罪人。
I do not know if they chose to be blind to that fact, or they simply did not realize that they are also equal sinners.
那我不知道他们是故意的忽略这一点呢，还是他们压根就没有意识到其实自己也是罪人。
Because most of the people, and I think including this sinful woman, when they heard John the Baptist, they all came to be baptized.
那在前面的经文讲到了，那些罪人听到了这个约翰 的道呢，他们都去找约翰，都受了，都受过约翰的洗。
But in verse 30 of chapter 7, it says that, but by refusing to be baptized by John, the Pharisees and the lawyers, they rejected God's purpose for themselves.
在前面的第三十节，但法利赛人和律法师没有受过约翰的洗，竟为自己废弃了神的旨意。
It's such a pity they just missed this by just an inch.
这是多么大的遗憾呢？这些法利赛人竟然错过了这个莫大的恩典。
And of course, to do justice to Luke, I think we have to also look and come back and look at the sinful woman.
那他们是怎样？他们是以怎么样的所谓的正义来论断这个女人，这个有罪的女人的呢？
Let us look at how Luke described the woman.
Okay, 我们看一下路加是怎么描述这个女人的。
In your hermeneutics, you know that the law of proportion. There's a lot of things that's talked about here about the woman.
那其实，在希腊原文里面呢，有很多关于这个女人的一些描述。
And you also observe that this woman said nothing at all.
我们看到，其实在这节经文里，这个女人一句话也没说过。
And yet, she did a lot of things.
但是呢，她做了很多的事情。
For Simon, he probably knows so much, and yet he did not do anything about himself. What he knew.
那这个法利赛人西门呢，他是知道的很多，但是他并没有做什么。他做了什么呢？
Look at how Luke described the woman.
我们来看一下对这个女人的描述。
Again, your grammar. A lot of verbals, a lot of verbs.
我又要回到希腊文法里面去了，这里有很多的动词。
A lot of imperfect tenses.
有很多的这个
过去未完
过去未完成时态的动词。
This woman, she heard about Jesus. She knew that Jesus is the house. She was prepared with an alabaster jar of perfume. She came behind Jesus. She drew cloths. She began to wept. She began to wipe his feet. And she did not stop kissing and kissing and kissing the feet of Jesus.
这个女人呢，她听见，她听过耶稣，并且来到这个房子里面，站在耶稣的背后，挨着他的脚哭，并且呢，又用她的头发来擦干耶稣的脚，并且不停的，并且准备了她的香膏，在耶稣的脚上抹香膏，又不停的亲吻耶稣的脚。
You know how this woman feel?
大家知道这个女人是什么感觉吗？
Just like myself and Louis this morning, you know, Under the eyes of so many threatening eyes, that's how I feel and how you feel.
就像我和翻译的姊妹一样，在众人的眼前，的一种感觉。
That's why I have to focus only on Christ.
在众目睽睽之下，我们只能专注于耶稣基督。
But the woman, by her acts, Jesus is saying that she responded.In a sense that shows that she has faith.
那这个女人也是借着她的这些行为呢，来表达，来回应耶稣基督，来回应耶稣的。
她有信心的。
来以她的信心来回应耶稣。
Okay. Look at the contrast. Jesus said to Simon, "Simon, you know when I come to your house, you do not even give me water to wash my feet. You do not kiss me."You did not give me at least oil to anoint my head.
让我们来看一下这个鲜明的对比吧。那么西门呢，这个法利赛人西门呢，在耶稣进门的时候呢，没有给他洗脚，没有用毛巾擦干，没有与他亲嘴，没有用油抹他的头。
And look at this woman.
我们来看一下这个女人呢。
I really like how Luke described it. Jesus is saying to Simon, and yet now she turned to the woman, and then she said to Simon, "Simon, did you see this woman?"
当耶稣说这句话的时候呢，他是对西门说的，但是他转向这个女人说，你看这个女人。
Since the time she came in,
那当我进门的时候
，and she used her tears to bathe my feet.
她就用她的眼泪湿了我的脚。
And she used her hair to wipe my feet.
她用她的头发来擦干。
And she has not stopped kissing my feet.
而且她不停地来亲吻我的脚。
Today when you see a woman doing this to a man, or maybe doing this to you, how are you going to interact?
如果今天有一个你看到有一个女人对一个男人做这样的事情的话，你心里会怎么想呢？
For a woman to let down her hair and to wipe the feet of a man.
那在在那个时代的女人头发是很长的，用这样的长发来擦干一个男人的脚。
But she cannot care more.
她不在乎了。
She just expressed her love for Jesus, for the forgiveness that she has received.
她只是在不停地向耶稣基督来表达她的爱，对于耶稣对她的赦免来表达她的爱。
I think in the parable of Jesus, within this story, he's not saying that these actions brings her the forgiveness.
在这个里面呢，耶稣讲了一个类比的故事，在这个故事里面呢，耶稣想说明，并不是这个女人的行为获得了她的赦免。
But it's because she knows that she will be forgiven, or she has been forgiven, and therefore she reacted with such love for Jesus.
是因为她已经被赦免了，然后她以她的行为来表达这种感恩和爱。
We know that Polycarp, you know, one of the first Christian martyrs in the second century.
那我们知道，在第二世纪的第一个殉道的信徒。
And then he was asked to denounce his faith.
那个时候呢，这些信徒都被要求要否认他的信仰。
But Polycarp said, you know, I've served the Christ for more than 80 years, and he has done nothing wrong to me, and how can I blaspheme my Savior?
那么这个殉道的信徒呢，说我跟随耶稣已经八十年了，他从来没有让我失望过。
But probably the question is, where do we see, or when do we see that this woman was forgiven?
可能我们会问什么时候什么地点这个女人被饶恕赦免了呢？
In my understanding, I would say that when Jesus said your sins are forgiven, it's a formal pronouncement that her sin is forgiven.
我想提醒大家，就是当耶稣说你的罪被赦免了的话呢，是一个正式的赦免，是一个正式的宣告。
Because when Jesus followed by saying, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace."
因为在后来，耶稣说你的信救了你。
Again, you know, when you see, this is how I understand the perfect tense here. Your faith has saved you.
那其实这句话呢，是一个完成时，是一个完成时态。我们怎么理解这句话呢？
I would say that her faith is a process. It's a process.
对，她的这个信心呢，是一个过程。
From the time she heard John the Baptist.
当她听说施洗约翰的时候。
And maybe people said, but John the Baptist is not the Christ.
那 他知道很多人也说这个施洗约翰不是基督。
But John the Baptist has come to prepare the way for Christ.
那施洗约翰呢只是来预备基督的道路。
And she heard about Jesus.
他听说过基督。
And look at the preceding context, how Jesus, showed his mercy and compassion. He raised the dead son of the widow of Nain.
在前面的经文呢，我们看到有一段是记载这个耶稣使寡妇的儿子复活。
And she has also heard that Jesus parted with the tax collectors and the sinners.
那么她也听说过耶稣基督是怎样对待那些税吏和妓女的。
Why can I not be a friend of Jesus?
那她就会想，那我为什么不能成为耶稣的朋友呢？
And here's her chance. Here's Jesus coming to the house of Simon. And she came. And she was prepared.
真的，他的机会真的来了，所以他就机会来的时候，他就进到了这个法利赛人的家里面，来抓住这个机会，他是有所预备的。
She came with so much confidence that Jesus will be her friend.
其实他是带着极大的信心来的，他相信耶稣是他的朋友，赦免他的罪。
And such that Jesus will say, "Your sins are forgiven."
因此，耶稣对他说，你的罪被赦免了。
Your faith has saved you.
你的信救了你。
Go in peace.
平平安安的回去吧。
Simon the Pharisee, he knew a lot of things.
法利赛人西门他知道很多很多的事情。
But he did not respond that by the correct actions that's to be taken.
但是呢，他并没有以一个正确的态度来回应。
Recently, I told an alumni and tell him, you examine yourself before the Lord.
最近我对一个校友说，你在神面前省察自己。
You know, if you feel that you have not wrong anybody, then well and fine, praise the Lord.
如果你觉得自己并没有错待任何人的话呢？那赞美神，赞美主。
But if you can recall that you have probably wronged somebody, then you must take some actions and to do something about it.
如果你感觉到自己确实是冤枉错待了某些人的话呢，那你就采取行动来悔改。
Simon, he knew a lot about the law. He knew a lot about what God requires.
西门法利赛人他知道很多关于律法，甚至是关于神的知识。
It's such a pity. Even when we come to the later chapters, the tax collector, the Pharisees, they are still criticizing Jesus in the same way. He eats and drinks with the sinners and the tax collectors.
但是很可惜的是，他们依然批评耶稣。
Maybe as an application for all of us, including myself, when we know so much of our Bible, what are we going to do with it?
也许这是一个非常好的应用，对于我们来说，我们也是如此的了解圣经。但是我们做了些什么呢？
As we know the truth of the Bible, will we allow the Bible also to continue to show us, to enlighten us, to change our lives?
虽然我们知道圣经的知识，但是我们真的是祈求主来借着圣经光照我们。
Probably less to say, oh, this applies to so and so.
Sorry.
这段经文跟另外那个人很有关系。
这段经
没有。
Sorry.
就当我们读圣经之后，希望我们不是说，哎，这个经文跟某某人很有关系。
那就当我们读这经文的时候呢，我们不会想到这段经文跟别人某某别人很有关系。
When you have read this part of a scripture,
当我们读这段经文的时候，
we will be quick enough to say, hey, how does this apply to me?
那我们应该想到这段经文与我真的是很有关系。
Today, this morning, if you can role play the characters in the Bible in this passage,
如果今天你们设身处地的来扮演这个里面的这个角色的话，如果你把自己带到这个场景里面的话，
which role will you choose?
那你觉得你是哪一个角色呢？
Please don't laugh at me, okay?
大家不要笑话我。
I will choose to be the unnamed sinful woman.
那我觉得我很像这个里面的有罪的女人。
You know, in our Miss Universe contest, they judge you by your shape, isn't it?
Sorry?
那个，在这个选美会里面呢、
，就是在这个选美大赛的时候呢，我们是以什么为标准来选美呢？是以这个身材，外表。
Okay. However, for the many women who find a niche in the scripture, it comes with their shame.
但是
很多圣经的女人被记载在圣经里面，是带着他们的羞辱被记载的。但是这是上帝他莫大恩典的彰显。And this is the great manifestation of God's grace, even if they come into scripture with their shame.
那虽然是这样，但是呢，这是对于这些女人来说是莫大的恩典。即使是带着羞耻被记录在圣经里面。
This morning we see that This woman was accepted by Jesus just as she was.
从这段经文里面我们看到其实耶稣基督是按着这个女人的本相去爱她的去接受她的。
When I think about this, I think about my dad, I think about my cousin.
这令我想起了我的父亲和我的表。
我的堂兄。
堂兄。
I really miss my dad. He has been away from us for almost 40 years now.
Pass away,
yes.
其实他已经去世了很多年了。
When he was dying from colon cancer.
他是直肠癌。盲肠癌。
快要去世的时候。
去世的时候。
He asked the pastor who visited him,Pastor, can God forgive a person like me?
那他在去世之前呢，问牧师说：“神真的可以赦免像我这样的罪人吗？”
I don't know what kind of sins he has in his mind.
我不知道他究竟犯了什么罪。
And yet it is that simple when we come before the Lord. Can he forgive me a sinner like this?
其实就是这样，我们来到神的面前，觉得自己是一个如此大的罪人，我们甚至都不敢，我们都不敢期待神真的赦免了我们的罪。
In the same way, my cousin, on the day of his baptism in his home, and people were waiting outside, and he doesn't want to come out.
我的堂兄在弥留之际的时候呢，他一个人在房间里面，甚至不敢出来。
那个时候他是要在家里受洗哈。
在
他就迟迟的呢没有出来。And he keep asking his mother-in-law and his wife, you know, do you think God will forgive me?
他还是不停的问他的岳母和他的妻子，说你们觉得神真的可以饶恕我吗？
And his mother-in-law was so kind, and I said, you know, what is there anything that's bothering you? Okay.
那他的岳母呢，就很友好的，就很慈爱的问他，你究竟什么使你烦恼呢？
Actually, for those many years, none of us in the family knew that he actually has two wives.
那其实是很多年我们都知道，我们知道这个堂兄其实有两个妻子，有两个太太。
But just like this sinful woman, he realized that he can just come before God just as he was.
就像这个有罪的女人，我的堂兄来到神的面前，按照他本来的原来的这种样子来到神的面前。
Can God forgive me this kind of sinner?
那神真的可以饶恕像我这样的罪人吗？
Surely God can.
当然，神可以。
And for all of us who has been forgiven,
并且我们所有的人都可以被饶恕。
How should we respond?
那我们应该怎么样回应呢？
To such wonderful grace of Jesus Christ.
如此大的恩典从耶稣基督而来的。
Before I've shared with you about my epitaph, 我的墓碑，以前我有跟你们分享过，将来呢我的墓碑是怎么写的。It used to be chief of sinners saved by grace.
那我的墓志铭呢可能是这样写的，一个
罪人中的罪魁。
罪人中的罪魁，但是
被神的恩所拯救。
但是被神的恩典所拯救。
Now I would like to add.A little line there.
那现在我想再加上一行字。
Friend of sinners.
罪人的朋友。
All of grace.
全靠神的恩典。
We are all excited to go to our short-term mission, isn't it?
我们大家都很兴奋要去短宣了。
I'm very sure that all of you are all packed up already.
我知道你们现在已经开始在打包行李了。
Maybe you have a lot of 3-minute noodles.
你们带没带那个方便面呢？
Maybe a lot of, you know, wipes and off, you know, so that the mosquito will not kiss you
那你们也要准备一些防蚊子的药啦，什么这些东西。
Maybe a lot of medicine, you know, for 晕车的啊 ，or maybe for 泻肚子的。Okay, all those kind of medicine. Okay.
Okay. 那你也会准备一些这样的药，准备一些药啊。
But please do not forget to pack a lot of the love of Jesus Christ.
但是不要忘了把主耶稣基督的爱打包到你的行李里。
You may want to choose to respond to this passage of scripture by singing with me, 亲爱的主耶稣。
啊，我们来以一首诗歌作为回应，亲爱的主耶稣。
亲爱的宝贵耶稣，你爱何等的甘甜，我的心深深被你吸引，爱你是我的喜乐，一生爱你，一生跟随你，一生爱你，一生荣耀你，一生感谢，一生不回头，一生爱你，跟随你。亲爱的宝贵耶稣，你爱何等的甘甜，我的心深深被你吸引，爱你是我的喜乐，一生爱你，一生敬拜你，一生爱你，一生荣耀你，一生奉献，一生不回头，一生爱你，跟随你。